What's going on, everybody? It's Frank. I hope you all had a great 4th of July yesterday. If you were out, hope you had the claws up, whether it was fucking beer, whether it was White Claw, whether it was your vodka seltzer, or your vodka cranberry. I hope you all had a great 4th of July. So, to get started, I have some good news and I have some bad news. We'll start with the bad news. The bad news is there's no podcast this week. Aww. But the good news is we just launched our first YouTube video for What Guys Think TV. So for this week, since it was the 4th of July, we usually record on Thursdays, which was yesterday. So since there's no podcast this week, I just want to use this time to promote our first YouTube video, Drunk Interviews in Belmar. If you haven't seen it yet on YouTube or our Instagram, follow us at What Guys Think Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at What Guys Think TV. And our first video is called Drunk Interviews in Belmar. I'm not sure if you guys were in Belmar when we were there. We were outside of DJs interviewing guys and girls, just questions on what they thought about certain scenarios. Some of the questions was, do you think guys can drink White Claw? Some of the questions were, why do guys stand in the corner of the club all night for no reason and pay a cover charge? And it was a pretty funny night. We had some pretty good characters. But for this podcast, I'm going to run the audio of our YouTube video. So if you want to just give a listen, if you're in the car, if you're at work, and you want to just listen to the YouTube video since you don't have maybe the availability of watching the video, you'll have the opportunity to just listen to what we were up to that night. So give it a listen, and please go check out our new YouTube video. It's on our Instagram. The link is in the bio. And please, if you go check out the video on YouTube and you like it, please feel free to subscribe, like, and comment. We are definitely looking forward for more future videos. From now on, we're planning to record new videos every Friday and have them out by every Wednesday. So new videos every Wednesday and a podcast every Friday is our goal. And also, I just want to take this time to thank all of you who have been listening. The downloads every day are crazy. We're getting so many new followers on our Instagram and just so many more downloads every day from across the country and even different countries, which is amazing. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. We look forward to the future. We look forward to what this thing's going to turn into. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there who's been listening since the beginning. So thank you. So let's get it started. If you haven't seen the YouTube video yet, I'm going to play the audio right now. And this is just the audio from the YouTube video online. So if you haven't seen the video yet, this is the audio. So check it out.
All right, we're here with our boy. Named, we don't know.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in, it's What Guys Think.
What's up, guys? It's What Guys Think. What Guys Think podcast here for our first YouTube video. We're out here in Belmar asking guys and girls questions. They could be drunk, they could just be tipsy, but we're gonna find out what the fuck they think. Let's go.
The truth. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Why do dudes stand around and pay $20 cover just to stand around the bar?
Because they're fucking pedophiles. They only had to pay $15 tonight, so.
They're just scoping out the scene for girls that they're gonna probably not talk to.
You never fall in love at the Jersey Shore, so who cares?
Shout out Ronnie.
They're lonely.
I like the music.
They're thirsty.
I mean,
why do guys pay $15 to just stand in a corner at the club the entire night?
I paid $15 to do the same exact thing. I have no fucking clue.
You stand in the corner?
To dance with my boys.
Do you stand in the corner?
Never.
Never. You can. You gotta dance.
Do you think it's okay for guys to drink White Claws?
White Claws are like the four locos that went to private school.
I mean, if they're watching their figure, I guess.
I mean, there's a lot of alcohol in it, so I guess why not? I'm not gonna judge, really.
Is it all right for a guy to drink a White Claw?
No.
Why do you think that?
You're a liar. You drink.
Literally, guys should stop drinking White Claws.
Why?
It's not cute.
That's crazy. Is it okay for guys to drink White Claws?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, it is, because they're fucking good.
There ain't no laws when drinking claws, baby. That's the fact.
Yes, we enjoy White Claw. My bad. They're good. They're delicious. They're fucking seltzer, whatever.
It's against the laws for white boys to drink the White Claws.
It's against the law.
It's against the laws for the White Claws. I don't know.
No, there's no laws when you're drinking claws. There's no laws.
No laws?
Why do you think that girl just turned you down?
Because I approached her in not the best way.
How'd you do it?
I said, what up? Yo, you like that dog?
Tina, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh.
Not recent enough. Tonight might change things. I don't know. I hope.
We hope.
Yeah. No, about maybe a week ago.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's about 3 months ago.
Last week in Barcelona, he has a girlfriend, but I feel like it's way longer than that.
My girlfriend doesn't have sex with me.
Three and a half weeks ago.
3.5 weeks ago?
Yeah. It's been a while.
What a question. I didn't get that question.
It's been a while.
When was the last time you had sex?
Yesterday.
2 days ago.
How about you?
Yesterday.
Wait, what?
2 days ago?
Right after Memorial Day weekend.
2 days ago? Well, wait. No, not with her.
I just meant in general, but
it could happen. 2 days ago.
About a week ago.
A week ago sounds like you're not trying that hard.
When was the last time you had sex?
Oh, God.
Yo, she looked at her, bro. Did you not catch that?
Man, you're going to get me in a grave tonight. You're going to get me in a grave tonight, bro. All
right, so we just want to know, when was the last time you had sex?
Last weekend, bro.
Last weekend?
Walking out of this fucking place.
Walking out?
Oh, I'm not answering it, that, but like, I was just
Person of the night.
My younger sister's going to listen to this podcast, and that's on you, Fox. Bro, honestly.
Motherfucker right here called me ugly. What's your name?
My name is Chris Hogan.
Shave your beard before you talk to me.
I mean, is that what you like?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's into shaving people. That's fine.
That's fine. Cool. We also want to think, when are you going to shave that chest hair?
Never, pal.
When was the last time you had sex?
Boy. About a month and a half ago. Oh, man. I was on Tuesday night, baby. Oh, it was fire. It was great.
It was fire?
Yeah, you know what, though? I still live at home. All those people back home. So I got to keep it quiet. But, you know, she wasn't keeping it quiet, though. It was wild.
Ah!
Like 2 months ago?
I ain't gonna answer that.
When was the last time you had sex?
Last night.
For real?
Yes.
When was the last time I banged? Probably last week. I was on Molly. It was fucking.
You were on Molly. What were you doing on Molly? Where were you at?
I went to AC and then I came back from here. And then I came back to here.
What's the worst thing a girl has ever done to you?
Try to stick their finger up my butt.
Can't argue with the facts.
And I denied it and kicked her out of my apartment, so it's good.
What's the worst thing that a guy has ever done to you?
Just now, this guy told us he was going to get us both drinks, and then he did it, and he got it for his friends and then walked away.
That's the worst thing a guy's ever done to you?
One time, my ex-boyfriend got really mad at me, and he trashed my entire apartment that I live with three other girls in. Literally, my kitchen, my living room, like, my bedroom, like, it was destroyed. Everything was destroyed. My fish, dead.
He killed your fish.
He killed my fish.
Cheated on me with someone that is literally hideous, but it's okay, because I didn't like him anyway.
All right.
If a man kills your fish, there's no worth going back. If you go...
Schizo.
It starts with the pets, so he's probably killing a man.
You're not wrong.
People could rock the dab bar, right? Is that fine?
Oh, absolutely.
What, dabs? Oh, I'm on dabs 24/7. That's what you mean?
What's the biggest turn on that you find in a guy?
Ooh, confidence, a little bit of arrogance.
Ooh, arrogance. That's new.
Ooh, I love it.
What's the biggest turn off?
When they bite.
Like...
Not a fan of that.
Hold on, like bite the lip?
No, like hard bite.
Like they bite your fucking, they're going.
Everything, it hurts.
Turn off, bad style, and being rude.
Gotcha.
If you're a dick, then yeah, that's a turn off.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
Cocky attitude.
The biggest turn off a girl is attitude. If she gives me attitude and touches me in my face or anywhere else other than that and hits me, bye.
Hits you?
Hits me.
Ugly teeth.
Biggest turn off to a girl.
Ugly teeth.
So what's like your biggest turn on with a girl?
Biggest turn on, she's into it. It's a two-way street. Biggest turn off, she lays down, flops her hands over her head. You're not the show, honey.
And what's your biggest turn on?
When a guy has good style and is confident.
What's like a feature that you look for in a guy that you're like, ooh, that's
Oh, yeah. I like if they work out and if they're tan.
I mean, I hit the gym today, baby, and I'm looking pretty dark right now.
What do you look for in a guy?
Oh, my God.
Is height a thing, too? Is it?
Height's a huge thing. Height is a huge thing.
The one that pays all the bills.
Yeah!
A funny personality, definitely.
When he can dance at DJs and not give a fuck who's around him. I gotta start asking the questions. Give me the mic.
Does size matter?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's not the size of the wave, it's the motion of the ocean. You heard that first.
So what's, like, the limit?
Like, you want
maximum and minimum.
You want me to, like, do it with my fingers?
The sausage. The sausage man.
Whoa. Listen, I'm in the sausage business. Don't be talking about sausage.
Doesn't matter.
Wait, yeah.
Sausage, it matters?
Our family has a matters? Sausage company.
What do you like, hot or sweet?
I personally don't like the sausage.
That's fine. I'm not the biggest fan myself, to be honest with you.
I'm going to be honest with you. It does. I'm going to be honest.
Why do you think so?
I sure hope not.
Minimum.
Like...
Average.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say so. Okay.
That's
okay.
Not like too greedy, right?
All right. Would you walk out on a guy if it was too small?
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm very straight up. If I don't
know that, you would too?
Yeah.
Oh man, you got the same standards as her?
Same.
Does the sausage matter?
It matters.
You can't be asking that in front of my sister. That's someone's fucking daughter.
My mom and my grandma both tell me that it doesn't.
I'm going to be on The Bachelor on ABC 7.
We want to know, where did you get those shorts from? Old Navy?
These shorties are not from fucking Old Navy. Maybe Nautica.
I'm going to interview the shorts. How did the turquoise go in DJs?
You can't hear you from there. You got to get closer.
All right, is it hard to go out as siblings?
No.
She does what she wants. I do what I want.
So people don't, like, avoid you guys thinking you guys are, like, together or something?
Listen, no. We Uber together and we just fuck around separate.
Gotcha.
Listen, all I gotta do is just stand next to her and they fucking walk away.
They back up?
Yeah.
Yo, that's the Italian guy.
Listen, we don't want to know that. I'm in the sausage business.
It's the chain. It's the chain.
We got everything.
It's the chain. Yo, they see the chain, they're like, I'm staying away from that guy.
You know the deal. 22 carats.
That and the hair. It's dangerous.
He knows the fucking deal.
I got one more question.
Alright.
Why don't you unbutton that last button? It's just chilling.
Yeah.
Guy?
What's good with that, my guy? You got one button. You got one button. You might, I like that.
It's a $7 shirt. We gotta buy a new one.
Thank you for this. Is great.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to shout out the at? We're gonna post it up.
At Tina Hamamsian. It's pretty crazy of a last name, but if you find it, I'm impressed.
Thanks, Tina.
We shout got a sausage.
Shout out to LaPari Sausage. Fuck Premio. Fuck that shop right there. And LaPari Sausage, buy your shit. That's all
you got. You got a business card? Okay. Back of your phone.
What? This is better than Jersey Shore, my dude. Keep fucking walking. Motherfucker.
I'm back.
Look at, we got LaPari Sausage Inc. Social media coming soon. Fuck Premio. Fuck all that other fucking ShopRite brand shit. Yeah. LaPari Sausage. We're the real
highest quality sausage. Highest quality sausage.
High quality Italian sausage.
Yeah, but like.
Excuse me, miss. This is our show. I'm sorry. I don't know what she's doing on the show, but.
Perfect.
If you guys enjoyed that, please be sure to like and subscribe down below for more videos. Be sure to check out What Guys Think on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And make sure you give us a follow on Instagram, What Guys Think Podcast. New videos every Wednesday, and we'll have a podcast every Friday. Also, White Claw, if you want to sponsor us, please, we will work together. We are so down for that. We drink these things more than I think anybody in the world. The next big thing, I think you got to get the White Claw keg. I just put it on Twitter, and I think it just blew up. Feel free to follow the podcast squad on Instagram and Twitter. I'll leave those down in the description below. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. If you haven't checked out the video, like I said before, go check it out. Its link is in our bio, What Guys Think Podcast, and check us out on YouTube, What Guys Think TV. If you can't find it, type in Drunk Interviews in Belmar and put most recent, like this month or this week, as we just posted this video out. So go give us a like, sub to us, and stay tuned for future videos. And make sure to look out for next week. We'll have a new fresh podcast up and a new video for next week on Wednesday. Enjoy 4th of July weekend. Go watch Stranger Things. I definitely have to go check that out. If you're a big fan of Stranger Things, new season is out. Just dropped yesterday. Also, go see Spider-Man. I don't know if you're a Marvel fan. Spider-Man just came out. I'm going to check that out tonight. We're going to go see that, and then we're going to probably go record somewhere some more drunk people. So stay tuned. If you see us outside, don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come up to us. We're just going to ask a couple questions. We got some new ones written down. So it's going to be a good night. Look forward to see y'all. Catch you next week. Peace.